The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And for those of you watching me on video, you get to watch my Jewish impersonation. Ha! Ha! But I gotta tell you these things. Yeah, good morning. 7:01 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, all right. So we have some listeners, apparently, that left me a voicemail message last night. Thank you so much for letting me know you're a regular listener to the show, but you don't understand what the definitions of woke and CBDC are. So I'm going to go over those this morning. And those definitions are brought to you by the Power Mall. Ding, 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 ding. Yep, sounds like a pinball machine, doesn't it? That's my impersonation of a pinball machine at 7:01 in the morning. You're going, Krieger, why are you talking so fast?
I tried to talk slow, but you wouldn't understand me.
See, I'm going to substitute this mug right here. You see, this is as Texan now. I'm going to substitute this mug with another mug besides my own mug. Yeah, nice mug. Yeah. All right. I have another mug that's coming your way, but only if you donate $100. Now, why do we need the $100? $100 or more. Funds are shortwave frequency. We need to keep you on the air because that's what Joyce would have wanted, right? So what we're doing is we're giving you a Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mug. Mine is on the way, and I will show you what it looks like. And if you go to our email blast, you will see what it looks like because, and the Power Mall also has these coffee mugs posted on there, as does our website at thepowerhour.com. And the thing is on the front of the, where it says here, text it now, on the front it says, knowledge is power. It's got a picture of Joyce Riley with the Constitution in the background, we the people in the background. And on the backside, it has the Power Hour logo. And therefore, you know, when you're listening to the show, you can be having coffee with me in the morning with a commemorative Joyce Riley coffee mug. And see, you have to donate in order to get one. And that's what it is. That's what it's for. It's a Joyce Riley coffee mug fundraiser. Because I don't want to go begging. I want to give you something worthwhile. I want to give you something in exchange for your $100 plus donation. So you give $1,000, you're going to get the coffee mug. You give $101, you're going to get the coffee mug. Any way you look at it, because our funding has been way down, we want to stay on shortwave. We're doing this. One, because it's a constant reminder of what our founder, Joyce Riley, wanted, and that's to keep shortwave going. So we decided instead of just going and begging for money, we were going to give you something of value, something you will cherish. And the unlimited number of donations for coffee mugs, if you want to donate another $100 on behalf of somebody else to get another coffee mug, you can do that. We want to keep giving away these coffee mugs for $100 donations, $100 plus. $100 is the minimum, and you get a coffee mug. We want to do that because we want to keep the show on shortwave. Because everybody's been calling going, my lesson on shortwave, and I don't want you to get rid of it. Okay, I got a way to fix it. This is what we do. So we not, you know, we have the daily deal on the Power Mall. Every night at midnight, new product comes up. So, you know, you don't have to wait, you know, to shop. You can just go to thepowermall.com, click on the daily deal banner featured on the homepage. And, or you can use any of the links we give you on the email blast. You can shop there. If you have questions, we make it very easy to communicate with. Please don't call up just to talk idly. I know you don't have anybody to talk to and you're alone and you're on fixed income and you're sick and you just don't know what to do. And I get it. I really do. See, if you are that sheltered and you are alone, you need to get out and you need to start networking. And I will tell you why in this segment. You need to start making friends. They're going to be valuable to you in your future. And I'm going to tell you why in this segment. So if you have questions about Power Mall products or questions in general, you can call or text us at 877-817-9829. You can use our live chat when you go on thepowermall.com. It pops up and you can ask questions that way, or you can send us an email at support@thepowermall.com. Now, there are people out there that are actually doing what I'm doing. Yesterday, I replanted my corn. I pulled one of my raised beds out from the greenhouse because I can't grow corn in the greenhouse. Come on. You can't. I mean, the stuff is going to shoot up. It's already shooting up. It's almost a foot tall. 3 weeks, it's almost a foot tall. So what I did was I pulled a raised bed out and I put it in my yard and I filled it up with my compost that I've been going at for the last 6 months. I put compost on the bottom. I brought in raised bed soil and humus and put it in there and mixed it all up. And then I planted all my corn and it fit perfectly. And the rows are about like 8 inches apart and about 6 inches in between each row. And it's looking good. And watered them, of course, because you need to do that. And each of these corns was in the fiber cups with peat. And the roots were actually growing through. And when they start growing through that peat cup, it's like, time to give you a new home. Yeah, you talk to your plants, you should. You breathe a little CO2 on them. Helen Ruth, we thank you so much. You're in rural North Carolina, and you sent me a picture. Your garden looks absolutely wonderful. And, of course, she listens to us on shortwave every morning. I appreciate your dedication there, Helen. It says, I've attached a photo of my garden to this email. I wanted you to see it. I've got onions, garden peas, turnips, mustard, carrots, beets, cabbage, potatoes, mill tomatoes, field peas, tomatoes, chicory, and watermelons so far. After those, I plan to make a plant popcorn, amaranth, chufa, peanuts, and stinging nettle. Perhaps more stuff. She says, I plan to buy something from the Power Mall very soon. Good for you. So just remember that Joyce Riley coffee mug is a $100 donation for those of you out there that want it. But Helen Ruth, I thank you so much for sending me a picture. Your garden looks gorgeous. So does the background. I always like rural North Carolina. So much fun. You know, every state's got bad political things going on right now. And before I get to that, because that involves the definitions of woke and CBDC, because somebody apparently doesn't get it. But I'm going to enlighten you, for those of you that don't get it. We have a closeout going on right now at the Power Mall, 30% off Global Healing Center Acid Reflux, which expires this month, and Silver Shield Sanitizer. Now, just because it says 5/2023 on the expiration date doesn't mean it's not still good and you can't use it. It's just that the FDA requires expiration dates on every GD thing. And this is not, you know, I really just get frustrated when I see stuff like this go down because you know that the stuff will last longer than that. But see, Big Pharma and everybody else out there wants to sell more product. It's just like they put an expiration date on a lot of other things so that you will go out and have to buy it again. We've got Pocket Constitutions now back in stock. And that's a daily reminder for those of you buying them and handing them to people to remind them that we live in a constitutional republic. We don't live in a democracy. Understand that the Democrat states back in Greece, and I brought this up in the show before, failed. They imploded on themselves. It's like Animal Farm. Read the book if you don't believe me. We have 15% off allergy relief products. Quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, sinew, oregano, latero, flora, probiotic, living streams, multi-blend, liquid probiotic, and Optivita digestive enzymes. And we've got new products out there. Raw Pine Power Plus and Sugar to Fiber from Optivita. Heaven's Harvest Organic Emergency Food Kit. You need it. I'll tell you why in this segment. Dr. Willard's Plant Catalyst, a natural plant-grown additive. You need that too. What it does is it improves the uptake and assimilation of nutrients into plant cells so they can devote more energy to growing and flourishing, which means you get better crops. You need better crop production. North American Urban Spice is purely liver. It's grass-fed, finished beef liver from New Zealand. No additives or chemicals. 100% grass-fed. Gotta love it. North American Urban Spice put it out. We've had Justin Porter on the show explaining it, what it is. Now, of course, there are those of you that don't want to call the show, but you want to email us questions and comments. Do it at support@thepowerhour.com. You can email us a letter saying why you deserve to have a dish system. Yeah. RickSatelliteUSA.com is giving away a satellite dish system this Friday, and that is a donated system. Somebody went and bought it from Rick and said, here, would you give this away on the Power Hour? God bless you. Whoever you people are that are donating, we appreciate that. And Rick got so excited, he decided to throw one in on his own. So that means we're going to give another satellite dish system away. These are $269 shipping included satellite systems that, unless you plug it into your TV or the internet, you have to plug it into the internet, then the government knows what you're doing. Now, I'm going to explain all this as part of CBDC, the definitions. We're going to go right to that definition before we do any news this morning, because I want to make sure that you are fully enlightened as to what in Hades is going on in this country. If you leave comments like I got last night, and I listen to every single one of them and I take them to heart, support@thepowerhour.com, or you can 877-817-9829 on that number and press 2 for the Power Hour and leave your message. You can also listen to us by phone by calling 631-359-8232, and you can hear us. Like I said, the donations, need them. You get a coffee mug if it's more than $100. We would love to send you a Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mug. We really would. And that keeps us on shortwave. For those of you that know, I listen to shortwave. You need to get that dish. I'm telling you why. Nah.
And I'm not telling you why.
It's not Santa Claus. It's Rick Satellite USA that's bringing it out, right? We also have a partners tab. And the partners tab you click on, and you see Genesis Gold Group, Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products. Hemp Products. That means for those of you who like to take products manufactured with a little THC in, little tender loving care, THC with TLC, we have them from OptiVita, but you can only get them drop shipped. Sauna Space, the Grow Network, James McCanney Water Filters. I have two of them. I got the sterilizer and the purifier. And these things, you only need to replace the filters once a year. Generally every 11 months, but once a year by nature. If you put it on your calendar. My Pillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star West Botanical Bulk Urban Spices, and Flag Connections, EMF Rocks. They're all there. And every time that you buy one through one of our partners tab, take a few minutes and call and email and let us know you did so we can make sure we're getting credit for your purchases. We also have newsletters out there to keep you totally informed. We have the powermall.com and the powerhour.com. You click the newsletter tab and we hook you up. Of course, we have the forum. Helen Ruth, I hope you shared it on our forum as far as what your garden looks like and what you're doing. This is for sharing thoughts and chatting with other listeners about show topics and whatnot. We do monitor that. And if you're not hearing the Power Hour on your local radio station, call the program director up of that news talk station you're listening to and or not listening to because they don't carry us and tell them to carry us. You might get more listeners that way. I don't care if they're rebroadcasting it. They can put it on another time slot, just like they do in Maryville, Tennessee. And we appreciate you out there, Harry. Harry's a good guy. Carries the show, so you can hear it. We appreciate you guys out there. Free webinar. Oh, Rents Radio Network's also got us in there, too. We appreciate you, too, Jeff. Thank you so much for that. We have a free webinar. Free! Everybody likes free! But you got to have internet. You got to go to powerhourfood.com. And this will teach you how to grow food. I'm going to explain that in this segment, why you need to learn all this stuff. And see, the thing is if you're worried about shortwave and you want to continue to donate, just remember, all you have to do is send in a letter. You can snail mail it to us if you want to. The easiest way to snail mail is send us a letter at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And Rick Kaler from Rick Satellite System will be on this Friday to give away one of those systems. If you say, you know what, I'm just going to go get one now so I don't have to worry about shortwave, RickSatelliteUSA.com. And Rick will hook you up. You can call him, as a matter of fact. 816-228-1801. He's in Blue Springs, Missouri. I never like to use that, and I hear it all the time on these commercials, but they go, give him a call. Gimma is not a word. Gimma is some lazy man's way of saying, give them a call. But they got to talk faster. They go, give them a call. And you're like, what? See, it's all about language, right? Dr. Karen Becker will be joining us in this hour. I just got some stuff from Dr. Karen Becker. These are Dr. Karen Becker's organic beef bites. This is Dr. Karen Becker's free-range organic beef liver dog treats with longevity superfoods. And this is Dr. Karen Becker's. Hey, see, I'm telling you, supporting our military, police, and SAR dogs. These are warrior bites. So these are treats, and my dog is sitting there looking at the stuff going, okay, what'd you get me? And she's over here in my my back. What are you doing? Yeah, she's laying down right here. She's here every single day on my case. We are also including a free booklet on toxic food myths, what foods are actually toxic to dogs. Because you need to know that. And we'll be talking about Karen Becker's new book, The Forever Dog, Surprising New Science to Help Your Canine Companion Live Younger, Healthier, and Longer. ForeverDog.com is the website, number one New York Times bestselling book about dog health. Dr. Karen Becker will be joining us. She has a new site out, BarkandWhiskers.com. And she writes for Dr. McCullough, Healthy Pets, as a matter of fact, if you get that. See, a lot of people understand about internet, right? All right, I'm going to shift now gears to why you need to understand definitions. This is all about culture at 16 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central. Got to have coffee. Anyway, somebody wanted to know, because they've been hearing all these commentators talk about woke and what it means. Well, see, if you want to find out what woke means, go to the liberal media, the mainstream media, and access their definitions of what it means, because the definition of woke changes depending on who you ask. And the term, according to conservatives, woke means anything that is against conservatism. Basically, they use the term woke as an insult against progressive values. In other words, they point the finger at libtards and they go, you're woke. No. Woke means, and let's do this in a sense where everybody, because see, this term was originally coined by progressive black Americans promoting racial justice in the early to mid 1900s, right? To be woke politically in the black community, that means somebody's informed, educated, and conscious of social injustice and racial inequality, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary. One of its earliest uses was a historical recording of the protest song Scottsboro Boys by Leadbelly. In that recording, it was used as a term about staying aware of the potential for racist violence as a black person in America. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah. I use that a lot. Why? I have black friends. I supported Larry Elder. Come on, I'm not a racist. Stop with the name calling. I'm sick of it. Here's the thing about woke. You want to talk about woke? Woke has now become a slang term. However, let's generalize this, okay? Let's put it in an equation where everybody can appreciate it, right? You ever seen the movie Hunger Games? They have a whole series of it. Now they want to take and do a Hunger Games sequel. And they want to substitute a trans person for the woman, for Katniss Everdeen. They want to substitute a trans woman. Okay. That is the definition of woke. Because now they want to take a progressive value, like trans people, and they want to glamorize them in the movies. Because the more people that see these movies, and I'm telling you, these woke movies and these trans movies and Jada Pinkett Smith's movies, all of this stuff, they're bombing. Any documentaries, any of these things they're making are bombing because nobody wants to hear them. They're an insult against our mindset. Our mindset is to live and survive in peace. We just want to be left the hell alone, right? Woke means You want to stir the pot. Woke means you believe every damn thing the government tells you. That's what woke means. I use the term woke to describe somebody who believed everything the government said and went out and got the jab. That's what woke means. Woke is that family member that refuses to talk to you because they're brainwashed by mainstream media and Biden. That's what woke means. Means they're idiots in the mind. They've been brainwashed. They've been indoctrinated so much by being locked down in their home, and they can't understand, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this picture. And that doesn't just affect conservatives. It affects libtards. It affects everybody. Honkies, black people, doesn't matter. It affects everybody. You're all in on it. The government is depending on you. And I'm not anti-government, but there are certain governments that, I mean, Washington, D.C. needs an enema. Come on, how many people agree with me? Raise your hand. I know that's a sight gag. I can't see you, but, you know, if you did, you get it. That's what woke means. You believe everything you hear on mainstream media, and when they say jump, you say how high. If they said jump off a bridge, you'll live longer. Oh, yeah. You believe that. You know how many Americans would do that? Because they give up. We don't want you giving up. God said that's not an option. Christ got sent down here for a reason, so that you might have life and have it abundantly. And what woke means is that you believe every bloody thing the government wants to utilize you for and make you a slave. They want to enslave your mind and your physical body. That's why they're all into this nonsense called AI. AI is the opposite of God. It's from Satan. As a matter of fact, what's really sad, and this should be a wake-up call to all of you, the godfather, renowned AI pioneer Jeffrey Hinton, quit his job at Google to voice his concerns about the risk associated with generative AI, the technology behind popular chatbots like ChatGPT and Google Bard. Even the New York Times is saying that Hinton resigned in order to express his concerns about the potential dangers of generative AI technology. Now, that should tell you something. Oh, but I got to have my cell phone. I got to have, you know, in ChatGPT, I got to have that because look at the legal profession. ABA is woke. They're believing and doing, you see all the American Bar Association moving to the left. And now they're promoting trans. They're promoting ChatGPT. We can write briefs and make our job so much easier. No, you will do what ChatGPT says. And see, then the judge is faced with your nutball pleading. And then you get to explain, where'd you get this pleading from, counsel? Did you get it from ChatGPT? What are you, woke? You see, what is it going to take before attorneys who go to law school? See, nobody, no judge, no federal judge will hire anybody from Stanford. And why is that? Well, you saw the videos out there of the federal judge that went there to speak and got woked out. All the libtards were there showing up, protesting the fact he was trying to explain judgeship and how the federal system works. They didn't want to hear it. Well, then why did you invite him, you morons? And see, this is why several federal judges have come out and said, we're not going to hire you if you graduated from Stanford Law. Used to be a good place to go, like Yale and Harvard and stuff. Now people are beginning to debate exactly what that means. And all these people, oh, I'm a Harvard law grad. Oh, yeah, well, what are you, Elle Woods? Yeah. Were you the one that actually got Chutney to admit she washed her hair because the ammonium thioglycolate would break down and all those curls that she got put in her hair would break down, and then you got her to admit she murdered her father? You know, how does that work? Legally blonde. See, there is another slang, legally blonde. They make fun of her because that's where the blonde jokes came from, right? Hey, they're all woke, too. All Hollywood is woke. Hollywood is all about progressive values and turning our country upside down. That's what woke means. Take America, flip it upside down, and make everybody a slave and kill them all in the process. All those people out there that don't have anybody to talk to, the government wants you dead. You understand what I just said? This government wants you dead. That's one of the reasons why the jab is there. This government doesn't want to take care of you anymore. Do you understand that? This government would love to cut off your Social Security. And they're going to use whatever tit-for-tat means, including pitting conservatives against liberal and having this argument about, well, you're going to cut off your Social Security and it's going to run out. And look at the conservatives. You don't want to vote Republican. The GOP is trying to destroy our democracy. See, they get you to believe that. We live in a constitutional republic, which is why we have pocket constitutions to remind you of that fact. That's what woke means, right? Now I'm going to talk about central bank digital currencies, because apparently CBDC, when somebody goes, what does that mean? It means you weren't listening. It's a digital form of central bank money that's widely available to the general public, and they're making it convenient. Physical currency issued by the Federal Reserve and digital balances held by commercial banks at the Federal Reserve. CBDC means once they implement that, your bank account is now under complete government control. All your dollar bills have been converted to a digital number. And that means they now own you. You are their slave. And in order to get any of this funny money, we already have monopoly money. That's what I call it. In order to get this money, you do everything they tell you. And if you post anything on social media that is contradictory to their narrative, they're going to cut off your bank account. They'll give you an expiration date. You have so long to use it. You're going to buy so much food. You can't pay this. You can't buy that. You can't buy a gun. I mean, we had Michael Rechtenwald, PhD, former professor at NYU. They booted him out, too, because he actually is talking the truth. We had him on yesterday. If you want to find out what CBDCs are, tune into that show. We explain it in complete detail. CBDC stands for Central Bank Digital Currency. That means they're going to take the dollar bill out of circulation, and they're going to just put a currency up there and say, okay, here it is. Here's what you do. And we're going to give you so much currency every month. It's digital, which means they don't have to go printing any money. They're just going to put a little number in your bank account and say, okay, this is what you have to spend. And every store, woke or not, otherwise, is going to honor that currency. Got it? That means if they don't like you, or they want to cut you off, or they want to starve you to death, they'll make you their slave and they'll shut you off and they'll make you a good little person. What? You didn't get the jab? No bank account for you. Do you see how that works? If central bank digital currency ends up a reality, it will force you, my listener out there. Oh, my little party's just beginning. Yeah, I had to do the Wicked Witch of the West. If they go to central bank digital currency, you will be forced to go off grid overnight. And if you're not ready for this, you are going to die, and they don't care. Can I make it any plainer? Thought I got to tell you these things. This is what central bank digital currency is going to do, and nobody is sounding the alarm out there. No, it's all a matter of convenience. You're going to love our new system, because then we have complete control over you. We can tell you what to do. We can, oh yeah. I mean, the DTCC, all these commercial banks, see, what they don't realize, they don't need the banks anymore once the Federal Reserve's got complete control of you and your bank account by digital. Of course, EMP will end all that. I know. Why should we care? And all of you are just sitting idly by and you're not preparing. Well, you better start damn well preparing now. I'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these words. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us in this segment. Before we left our previous segment here on the Power Hour, we were talking about woke and CBDCs. And for those of you that don't understand the impact, because you all think it's convenient, you see, everybody has been programmed to accept this little computer. It's called a smartphone. And if you don't keep it a certain distance away from you, you are getting EMF radiation, and they don't tell you a bloody thing about it. A lot of these things, like many of you have all these devices in your home, like Alexa, which I was just talking to that, as a matter of fact, with our board op Todd beforehand. And when we're not listening to anything on Alexa because she plays music when we're going about our daily chores in the house, we have to be very careful what we say, because these things pick up stuff and transmit it. And when they're plugged in, they continue to, whether they're on or off or whatever. Same with your phone. So it might be a good idea to not have those things plugged in or near you when you're having a serious conversation. Yeah, this is really scary. And see, here's the thing about EMP, as I was talking about. See, once that happens, and you can agree to disagree with Joel Skousen. I had him on the show. And if, you know, you don't agree that, A, the possibility exists that they're going to cyber attack us with all these Chinese nationals coming across our southern border. Two, that they might hit us with, you know, because they'll blind us with that first, try to take us out. Oh, and by the way, we have another weather balloon flying over Hawaii. At least that's what they think it is. Yeah, we're now monitoring that. We'll see where that goes. Apparently, it didn't fly over Barking Sands in Kauai. That's a missile base out there. I used to live on Kauai, so I know. Been there, done that, been out in that direction, know what it's at. It's on the leeward side, or rather, yeah, the leeward side. Anyway, here's the thing. If EMP goes, the whole system goes down, and everybody suffers. And this is why people, we're talking about stocking up on guns and ammo. We're talking about stocking up on food, talking about stocking up on seeds. And you better get the right ones. I'm telling you, this is crazy. Totally crazy. You know, there are saving graces in certain situations in world news. Santiago Peña of Paraguay's incumbent conservative Colorado Party won the presidency of that South American nation with 42% of the vote. The Sudan crisis has gotten worse. Americans have been stranded there. Thousands are fleeing to the Port Sudan, frantically trying to get out of the country before the war between the rival junta factions resumes. A DPS video, which we have on our email blast, is capturing echo devastation as thousands of migrants are crossing the border to Texas and the trash and the garbage they're leaving in its wake. Master Chef star Jacques Zanfrio in Australia dies suddenly at the age of 46. Gee, I wonder why. He's the host of the popular spinoff of the Gordon Ramsay program Down Under since 2019, found dead in his home. German law legalizing prostitution has failed. Yep. Lawmakers say we need a better approach. Wow. Yeah. They are now calling for selling of sex to once again be made illegal. Gee, when they get a conscience. Canadian folk singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot has passed away in Toronto at the age of 84. Violent clashes have erupted in France, across the country, as part of continuing demonstrations against controversial pension reforms. They're not going to let this go, folks. You see, you start taking away and toying with the money, this is what happens. Critics of the monarchy say that it's outdated and a big waste of money. Supporters argue it's more than pays its way. This is the cost of the British royal family. And coronation of King Charles on Saturday is again shining the global spotlight on every aspect of the British royal family, including the cost to the public. But you see, the royals love it. It gives them something to believe in. Yeah. The manhunts are still underway 26 hours after an illegal alien accused of killing canine officer Ned Bird escapes from jail. It took him that long to figure out he escaped from Piedmont Regional Jail in Prince Edward County, Virginia. Of course, DHS Chief Mayorkas has refused to comment on four-time deported illegal alien. Yeah, seriously. You remember the guy that shot the family in Texas? He's still on the loose. They haven't found him yet. Four-time deported illegal alien, and Mayorkas has nothing to say about it. Yeah. Since 2006, 103 rank-and-file agencies outside the DOD spent $3.7 billion on guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment. 27 of those agencies are traditional law enforcement under the DOJ. The DHS, 76 agencies, are pencil-pushing regulatory agencies, as in EPA, Social Security Administration, Veterans Affairs, IRS, Health and Human Services, Department of Transportation, USDA. There are now more federal agents with arrest and firearm authority, more than 200,000. 200,000 of them have guns now. They're regulatory agencies. Then U.S. Marines, which number 186,000. For those of you flying American Airlines, you might think twice. Those pilots took fresh steps this week. They're going to back the strike mandate. They voted to it. Air Canada, also, their pilots are supporting a merger with a larger union, but American Airlines pilots approved the mandate ahead of the busy summer travel season to pressure the Texas-based carrier for a contract, although the chances of them actually walking off the job remain slim. Well, we don't know that. They're talking about walking off the job. They voted to. We'll see what happens. Keep your eyes and ears crossed. We move to Canada. George Freund, how are you, sir? What's going on up north?
Well, I hate to even think about it, really. But when you were mentioning this CBDC, I came up with a, you know, little comedy one, the Citizens okay. Bank Lead Dinar. I don't know if you've ever come across that, but it adds a whole new velocity to money. And when you increase the money supply, you usually get your republic back. So that's a currency they don't particularly want. I came across an article that was sent to me in Canada's National Post yesterday that just blew my socks off. And it takes a lot to do that because I've been leading the storm for a long time. But it reveals their plans in a 72-page report to the Canadian government, what we heard, perspectives on climate change and public health in Canada. So 30 of the best libtards they can possibly find to say, we have to topple capitalism and liberty. And this is their goal, to completely destroy. They want to decolonialize Canada. And I'm sure their twin cousins in the United States are working on the same agenda. Yeah. Maybe we just haven't found their report yet. So I just take it as hand in glove. We're skipping down the same road. And then, George, of course, the same day...
George, can you send me a copy of that report? I'd like to put it on our website on the email blast.
Okay, yeah, I sent it to Catherine yesterday.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
okay, well, we'll
I'll
see
send it to support,
then.
Too.
Ah, thank you.
But,
appreciate that.
It was just nasty. And to add on to that, the mayor of New York is getting into the wokeness. Klaus Schwab says that we have to limit food supply to fight climate change because growing food creates greenhouse gases. So the mayor of New York wants to reduce the carbon footprint of eating by 33% in the next 7 years, and that the city will start to mandate what you can eat. So red meat is out of the question. And I'm sure they're working on... Yes. So you can't go downtown for one of those fantastic sandwiches with corned beef on rye that's a half a foot thick or something like that. That just takes your global footprint away. But this just shows you where they're going with this central bank digital currency, that you will have no options but not to use food as you know it. And that's probably a big reason why they want the guns. And a bigger reason is, as you were alluding to before, but one of the great speakers on the lib side from Israel, Yuval Noah Harari.
Oh, yeah.
He's an accomplished author and spokesperson for that mindset. And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for? And I've said that from the outset when they start talking gun control and taking away rights and bringing in police state dictates all over the place. That's exactly where they're going because they've always done things like that in the past. There's a climate thing, too, that went on. I don't know if you ever heard about it. I just found it by accident. It's called 30 by 30. And 100 nations have signed up for it, including Biden and Governor Newsom, that you will give up 30% of your country to the United Nations by the year 2030. So generally in the past, that meant boots on the ground, an army came in to take your land from you. But our indigenous traders have signed all this away with a global biodiversity treaty. And in Canada, that's kind of weird because the king owns most of the land, so basically he's given away his own stuff. But for you, that's a different ball of wax. And the next step, of course, is 50 by 50. So ultimately, they're taking over not only our bodies, minds, and souls, but all the territory that we walk on. And this is being done, you know, almost like cloak and dagger because they have their meetings, which nobody really follows. It's never really reported. And they're just taking the blood and soul out of our bodies. We talked about prisons last time. One prison we didn't mention was the Google City. That'll be the digital prison. And the key to the Google City is your phone. None of this can happen with these without these modern phones in your hand. And there's a big resurgence to go back to the old flip phones or the lowest technology possible. I leave it open to even go to CB radio if I have to. Because
there you go. I love it. Their tool. I love that thought.
Breaker, breaker.
That's right. Hey, good
buddy.
You got your ears on? Yep. Hey, rubber duck. Yep. I love it, George.
And it's good fun.
It is. I appreciate your call. We got calls holding. Sherry in Kansas, you're on. What's up?
Hi, Dave. That book on that PDF of money on
Thomas Greco.
It's only about a third of the book. The book actually ends on page 295, and that's at the end of the index. But it's a good start. The book came out in 2001, so you might be able to find used copies. But it is well worth getting the book if you can find it. So I don't know what Chelsea Green charges for it now, but I think he would be a good interview if you could get him to come on.
We can try, and I appreciate you chiming in about that. That's equally important.
You know, yesterday the talk was talking about how do you pay your property taxes.
You have a solution?
In the Constitution, the only real lawful money is gold and silver. So if the government's not circulating enough to, so you could pay your property taxes in that, or property taxes even, they're certainly not lawful. They may be legal, but they're not lawful. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
I appreciate the arguendo. I want to talk about that for a little bit, but thanks so much for your call, Sherry. Appreciate that. Here's the thing about, you know, paying the property tax. We come up with some sort of solution. What really blows me out is try to go to your county assessor, collector, tax collector. They have different titles depending on where you are. Some of them call them the tax collector. And yeah, I know these are the kinds of money changers that Christ threw out of the temple. You'll look at them and you're like, you don't have any right to do this. Well, you're in an Article I administrative state. They are incorporated. This is how it all filters out. They set up these corporations, and the corporations need funding. The corporations have to run. And so, you know, when you're looking at anything, it doesn't matter about the court systems or anything. They're all Article I. Everything operates off Article I administrative venues. And this is what our currency is. It's all Article I. Article III currency is what? Can you identify that? Raise your hand if you know the answer. Gold and silver, what Sherry just said, right? Now, can you go in advance? Go to your local tax assessor and ask them a question they can't answer. Like, can I pay my taxes in advance, knowing the possibility that we may go to a digital currency that I don't want to participate in, and listen to their, first off, look on their face. The look on their face is digital currency. What are you talking about? Well, if there is a digital currency that's put in place, how am I going to pay my property taxes? What form of payment would you accept? Would you accept it in advance? Can I pay you for 10 years down the road because I may not live that long? Well, why would you say that? Because, well, I'm not going to get into detail on that. They wouldn't understand because they're all woke. Anybody that works for government who does not get, this is the thing. And I will say this. Let me clarify this before y'all jump my case. Not everybody that has a government job believes everything they see and hear. Now, I've been told by certain people in the Justice Department, in private conversations, mind you, that 90% of government employees believe everything their government tells them. That's sad. Now, it's like when I did the documentation certification in the forensic evaluation of the records in Osceola County, Florida, two of the clerks stayed long after their shift to certify all the documents that were being put together as evidence in the 17 bankers' boxes of documents that we retrieved from the county land records that we claimed were suspect and false. 17 bankers' boxes. And of course, the sheriff's detective wanted to know who was paying these people to do it, and we had to explain to him. These women did this on their own. Well, why would they do that? Why would they stay after hours and work off the clock certifying documents? because they were victims of foreclosure, you moron. You see, you can tell the difference between those who are awake and those who are woke. You need to understand what it means to be forced off grid. If you aren't ready, if you can't live right now, if you can't live off grid right now, let's just say, for example, again, turn off all the juice in your house and see how long you can go before your family members start tearing into each other. If you can't survive now, you aren't ready. You have to have ample food supplies to get you through the period while you grow vegetables. And if you don't have seeds, you're screwed. You're going to be going off and you're going to do everything they tell you just to survive. They, meaning your government. You better figure out a way to pay your property taxes, or they have to give you a reason, a way. Because see, if you can't pay your property taxes because they've made it inconvenient, or I don't know, you know what the word is, non-essential. If they've made the whole system and changed the whole system and made it uncustomary for you to be able to pay your taxes to keep your property from theft by the government, well, then something is wrong with the system. And you better demand your tax assessor give you an alternate means. And you better ask them now before the caca hits the fan. Because once it does, it's a little too late. God, what an interesting call to action project today, right? Chance in West Virginia, I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on?
Yes. Hello, Dave Meister. It's interesting you brought up that question, because I brought up that very question a year ago.
Really?
To my county tax. Yes, I did. To my
and
county tax assessor.
I'm dying to know. What did they say?
I said, can I pay my taxes ahead of time? And they told me no.
Yeah, they did that for a reason. They did it for a reason because they got to go out and reassess every year.
They told me no. Yep, it's funny you mentioned that because I brought that up. Yep. Oh well.
The follow up question is, if they take away my dollar bills, how can I pay my tax? That's the next question. How can I pay my taxes? How can I pay?
If they go to digital currency
and I don't want to participate in digital currency, how am I to pay my taxes? Riddle me that, Batman, and watch the look on their face. They're clueless.
Excellent question. I'll try that in a couple of months when they're due, Dave. Thank you. Now, God bless.
Too, sir. We appreciate that. You see, you guys are thinking outside the box here. God bless you for that. You got to wonder about what they have in mind in the future. And if they force you off grid, see, here's the thing. If they force you off grid and or the grid goes down and nobody has a way, I mean, the tax assessor can't get into their computers because their computers are down. They're not prepared for this. The nation states will fall apart because these people, unless they've got generators and they've got backup fuel and they got everything our federal government's been building underground with their tax dollars, unless they have all that and our grid actually goes down and they don't have emergency backup, we're all on a level playing field. And that means there is no way to pay your tax. Central bank digital currencies will not exist because they rely on one key thing in order to work, and that's electricity. And if they don't have it, that means they are shut down. And it's every man for himself. And if you don't have food, a way to grow food, a way to produce energy on your own, and a way to go totally off grid and get water, you're screwed. Remember what I told you. Food, water, shelter. Transportation is going to be an afterthought. In an EMP, if your vehicle's not protected, you're not driving. If you don't have gasoline, you're not driving. If your car is totally electric and it's not backed up and have some sort of protection, you're not driving. If you're on CBDC and they decide we're not going to allow you to charge your vehicle and we're going to shut off your electricity, you're not driving. You see how this works? People, you're not understanding what I'm saying. Can I make it any more clear? They will be in complete control unless China does us a favor and puts us in the dark ages. That means you'll be back to using your old egg beater. You have one of those? You need to have one. There's a whole list of stuff we previously put out that you need to have. You need to learn to live like the Amish now rather than later. If you're depending on all those modern conveniences to help you out, you're going to be sadly up an unsanitary tributary without a means of locomotion. I think you know what the alternative language of that is. Up you know what creek without a paddle. So understand that this is the time to prepare. You need to be thinking about your pets, too. If you have pets, you know those guard dogs are going to help patrol your property that might take a bullet for you? Advanced knowledge, folks. That's what it's all about. Dr. Karen Becker, hopefully you'll be joining us after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for your calls and joining us. We'll be right back.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.